The most important things to remember when facing arrest is that you cannot be arrested solely for questioning, and once lawfully arrested, you can only be detained for a reasonable period for the purposes of investigating whether you have committed the offence you have been arrested for. Although an arrest may require touch, it does not require force. It can be by words and consent alone. The safeguards when being arrested include evidence that the person arresting you is a police officer, if not in uniform, their name and place of duty, the reason for the arrest, and a warning that failure or refusal to comply with a request made during the arrest may be an offence. A warrant is not needed to effect an arrest. If a police officer suspects on reasonable grounds that you are committing or you have committed an offence, they can arrest you. Arrest is the last choice. A police officer should always consider alternatives. They must suspect on reasonable grounds that arrest is necessary to achieve one or more of the following: to ensure appearance in court, to prevent repetition or continuation of the offence or other offences, to prevent concealment, loss or destruction of evidence, to prevent harassment of or interference with a person required to give evidence, to prevent fabrication of evidence, and to preserve the safety or welfare of the arrested person. As well as having reasonable grounds for their suspicion, police must execute an arrest with minimum force if it is required at all. Only force that is reasonably necessary in the circumstances can be justified. The safeguards must be complied with, and you must be taken to the nearest police station and charged using your real name where possible. A caution is not required prior to arrest, but should be given as soon as possible if you are arrested without being cautioned. The amount of force used, if any, will vary according to levels of resistance. Only force that is reasonably necessary to make the arrest or prevent escape can be used. Alternatives to arrest include caution, warning, infringement notice, penalty notice, court attendance notice, or youth justice conference. Many of these are often ignored, with police moving straight to arrest using force. Unfortunately, this also often results in additional offences being added, such as resisting arrest, when individuals react to the shock of being physically handled. Police also have the option to discontinue arrest at any time. Once arrested, police can search you and they can detain you for up to 4 hours if no applications are made to extend the time and times out do not apply. Further restrictions apply where children are involved. Of course, staying out of trouble is always the best thing to do. This is River FM 92.9, and I am Big Rob, bringing you Big Rob's Rant.